Welcome to day 10 of the Procrastination Breakthrough Challenge. I'm so excited you're here. Today, I wanted to summarize our training on Friday, which was session two of the challenge, where we were talking about the seven costs of procrastination. And those were the time costs, the financial costs, the energy costs, the relational costs, the opportunity costs, the reputation cost, and the personal cost. If you've not watched that session, I highly recommend that you go back. You also use the summary chart that's been shared via email and in the WhatsApp group as well. And you use this week as your chance to really deep dive into this procrastination block of yours and just getting real and honest about what it's costing you. Because fundamentally, a fear of success, a fear of failure is just overthinking about the future. Procrastination, as we've discussed in trainings one and two, is your brain deliberately stopping you from stepping outside of your comfort zone. But you experience the life that you focus on, you get the results that you are actually willing and able to keep going anyway. And here is one of the things, I might have said this in a training before, but there's something about me, and maybe it's the near-death experience, I will not stop. I will be cringe, I will do it wrong, I will mess it up, but I won't stop. I kind of almost, like Gary Vaynerchuk talks about often, I kind of almost love the process of practicing. And I think that this is something really that we all have to think about when it comes down to procrastination. It is a joke that is, you know, I'll think about this tomorrow. But the reality is, none of us have tomorrow guaranteed. So we can have the joke or we can die without regrets. That's really what it comes down to, without wishing to start this day or this session on a bum note. But the truth of it all is that we're all going out of the exit. None of us are getting out of this game of life alive. And my intention with this training is to help every single person who takes it to be honest with themselves about, are you really prepared to do whatever it takes to have the life that you want? Or are you just going to settle for the reality that you've got? And if you are, then that's okay. But if you want more, if you know you were made for more, if you know that it's possible for you to have more because the people around you have more, then keep going. And I can't wait to catch up with you on Friday for our session three, where we will be putting all of your data that you are gathering into your next step, where we will look at what happens when you create changes, when you take new steps. But we can't change anything until we know what we're changing. So keep going, keep tracking, keep looking everything up. If I can support you in any way, reach out. Please use the WhatsApp group and share with all of us, because your vulnerability creates connection and inspires somebody else to share. Be the change you want to see in the world, my friend. It's your time. I will see you soon. Okay, bye.